弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Peace to all brothers and sisters.
现在奉主耶稣圣名一起来分享圣经的道理。
In the name of Jesus Christ, I would like to share the Bible teachings.
我们从上个星期开始，我们在读利未记。
From last week, we have been reading Leviticus.
利未记它在强调一个主题，就是在神面前的圣洁。
And the theme within the book of Leviticus is to stress on holiness.
那一开始的时候，他一直强调要有圣洁的服事，这是从献祭方面来谈的。
In the beginning, it stressed on the holiness in regards to servitude.
那所以他才提到用什么方式是神所悦纳的祭。
And to offer to offer sacrifices and what is pleasing to God.
那这个祭物啊，献给神的是要圣洁，没有瑕疵的。
And all the sacrifices that is to be offered to God should be without blemish.
那献祭的目的也是要让我们在神面前也能够变成没有瑕疵。
And the purpose of the offering is also to let us be without blemish.
让我们可以跟神再次的和好。
And also that we can reconcile with God.
所以从第一章到第十章基本上都是在谈圣洁的侍奉。
So from chapter 1 until chapter 10 is all about servitude.
圣洁
holiness.
那从11章到17章到27章呢，这个就是要过圣洁的生活。
And from 11 to chapters 27 is to live a holy life.
就是我们整个生活也要追求圣洁。
And in our lives, we should pursue holiness.
我们在神面前来敬拜、来奉献，这是我们生活当中的一部分而已。
And when we come to worship God, and when we offer our sacrifices, that's part of our lives.
我们大部分的时间还是在我们的家里，在我们那个工作当中度过的。
And most of our livelihood is on our work or at home.
所以圣洁不能够只是在教会。
So keeping holiness is not supposed to be just in church.
所以圣洁是包括我们整个生命很重要的一部分，就是在我们的日常生活当中。
So holiness should be within our whole living, whole life.
所以这个就关系到我们吃什么，我们穿什么，我们在做什么。
And it should be in our daily living. So what we eat, what we wear, what we do.
那所以这个利未记呢，它看起来好像很多的条例，但是其实它的目的就是让我们能够追求在神面前的圣洁，没有瑕疵。
It seems that in Leviticus there's a lot of ordinances or rules and regulations, but the main theme is just to have us keep the holiness.
那前面的五章前面基本上到第六章，他讲五个祭。
Up to chapter 6, there are 5 offerings.
所以从燔祭到素祭到平安祭，然后有赎罪祭跟赎愆祭这五大祭。
So there are 5 main offerings: burnt offering, grain offering, peace offering, sin offering, and trespass offering.
那这个后面这两个赎罪祭跟赎愆祭呢，基本上性质有点类似。
The latter two, the sin and trespass offerings, it has similarities.
那我们今天如果照进度是读第六章，就是也是赎愆祭里面的一部分。
So our progress of Bible reading should be chapter 6, which is part of the trespass offering.
所以赎愆祭的记录从第五章开始，一直到第六章的第七节。
And trespass offering is recorded from chapter 5 until chapter
六章的第七节。
6 verse 7。
那所以这个献祭的部分呢，跟我们要在神面前罪得赦免，跟被神原谅有关系。
So offering sacrifices has to do with our atonement of sins.
那像赎罪祭像那个燔祭、素祭呢，这个都是要在神面前得蒙悦纳，就是让我们能够跟神更亲近。
And burnt offerings and grain offerings are offerings to make us to be closer to God.
那 那个平安祭呢，是我们为感谢，我们要还愿，哦，那所以我们献上的时候是一起吃，一起欢庆，欢喜快乐的。
And for the peace offering, it is to have thanksgiving to God, and it is to be shared and partake together.
所以就好像在神面前，人跟神可以一起团契一样。
It's just like when we're before God, we can have fellowship with God.
那在比如说在利未记神颁布这些条例之前呢，在西乃山的时候，其实神已经说了燔祭跟平安祭这两个祭。
And in fact, on the Mount Sinai, when God was giving the commandments, the sin offering and trespass offering was already mentioned.
是燔祭跟平安祭。
Sorry, the burnt offering and the peace offering.
比如说，如果看出埃及记二十四章哈。
If we look at Exodus chapter 24,
那个时候，他们基本上就已经筑坛在献祭了。
They were already making the altar to offer the sacrifice.
第二十四章的第五节哈。
Chapter 24, Exodus, verse 5. Verse 5. Then he sent young men of the children of Israel who offered burnt offerings and sacrificed peace offerings of oxen to the Lord.
好，所以那时候你看，他们在西乃山下哈，那时候神把摩西召上山上去，然后那时候。就有百姓他们在献燔祭和平安祭。
So when Moses was on Mount Sinai, the Israelites were below the mountain giving the burnt offerings and peace offerings.
那有这个平安祭呢，他们可以在神面前又吃又喝。
And for these offerings, they can actually eat and drink together.
好，所以二十四章第十一节你就看到他们献祭，他们到神面前去，他们看可以观看神又吃又喝，就是在跟神有一个和好很美好的团契啊！当然，在吃人本身就是很欢喜快乐。
So in verse 11, it records that they actually saw God and they ate and drank, and in fact they were having fellowship together with each other and with God.
好，所以这个燔祭、平安祭在那个时代其实就是意义很明显。
So the peace offering and burnt offering, the meaning was significant.
但是现在到利未记的时候呢，神特别吩咐了要献赎罪祭和赎愆祭。
But up to Leviticus, they also need to offer sin and trespass offering.
那我们知道罪它最原始的定义就是没有射中目标，偏离了它应该有的目标。罪哈，那个像射箭的时候。没有正中靶心，偏到旁边去了，叫做罪。
The definition of sin is that one did not
miss.
They missed the mark of the target.
哦，所以这个罪哦，就是人在神面前偏离了神要人做的事情。
And people or human beings have deviated from what they should do to God.
哦，所以这个罪从创世纪开始你就看到。有的是故意犯的。
So in the beginning of Genesis, we see that some people purposely or intentionally sin.
有的是无知犯的。
Some unintentionally.
被引诱，比如说亚当、夏娃犯罪。
Some were being enticed like Adam and Eve.
你看他们就是被那个蛇引诱。
Because they were enticed by the serpent.
他们就忽略了神给他们讲的命令。
And they neglected the commandments of God.
他们应该做的。他们不去做，他们不该做，他们去做了。
They did what they shouldn't have, and they did what they shouldn't have done.
好，所以这个罪呢，其实就是这样子啊。从一开头的时候，我们看到人没有去做神要他做的事情，这就是罪了。
So in the beginning, when one did not do what God commands, that is sin.
那这个赎愆祭那又是什么？
So what is this trespass offering?
那这个赎愆祭呢？我们在利未记第五章，请看第五章。
Please refer to Leviticus chapter 5.
第五章，我们这个中文这个用罪愆这个字眼啊，其实这个一般人有时候不容易了解，说这个到底是什么？就是，但是英文就很清楚，是 guilty 嘛，
trespass.
transgress 嘛，那有时候是 guilty， 就是你会觉得自己有错，会有那个罪恶感。
So in the Chinese term for the trespass offering, it bears the meaning of guilt.
那 transgress 就是越过这个分际嘛，不是吗？越分嘛，哈。
So trespass means you go beyond.
哦，你应该不应该做，你去做了。
What you should not do, you did.
好，所以这个有时候这个罪俗称记的意思就是错事，你做了一个错事，有过犯。
So trespass means you have you have done something wrong and you have the guilt.
哦，你会觉得自己有罪，你会觉得感觉到很不舒服这样。
And you feel guilty.
哦，那所以其实，在中文圣经里面，你看当时他们要翻译这个希伯来文的这个罪这个名称，罪赎愆祭这个名称，真的是很伤脑筋的。
So at the time, then they're trying to translate it in Hebrew, and it was quite a difficult.
很难用一个字，然后把这个所有的意思把它刮进来。
It's very hard to use one word or one term to specify the meaning.
但是赎罪祭跟赎愆祭基本上是有点差别的。
But in between sin and trespass offering, there is some differences.
但是这里面，我们在读这个赎罪祭跟赎愆祭的时候呢，有一个重点要先抓住，请看第四章。
So let's refer to chapter 4 and let's look at the important point.
第四章的第二节。
Chapter 4, verse 2.
来，请读。
Verse 2, speak to the children of Israel, saying, if a person sins unintentionally against any of the commandments of the Lord in anything which ought not to be done, and does any of them.
你看，这个就是，那个如果有人在神说不可以做的事情上误犯了，哈，误犯，不小心去犯到。
So someone who sins unintentionally against the commandments of the Lord.
那这个不小心犯的，接下去他就提到四种情形，有可能是连祭司本身都不小心犯罪。
So there are four categories of unintentional sin, and it can be even the priest sinning.
好，那所以你看他接下去就提到，如果祭司误犯的罪，那怎么办？那怎么解决
？So following, it mentioned how if the priest would sin, how should they do? I mean,
对，他们怎么样来献这个祭
？And how would they offer the offerings？
第十三节说
，Verse 13 says，
如果是全会众，他们行了神说不可以行的什么事，误犯的罪。
If the whole congregation of Israel sins unintentionally，
可能是隐而未现的
，and it
就是隐藏在当中，还没有众人都看不出来的。
It can be a thing hidden from the eyes of the assembly。
哦，那这个时候知道了就是有罪，那就是要献赎罪祭。
When they know about it, then they would be guilty.
好，到第二十二节。
And in verse 22,
如果是官长犯罪
，if a ruler has sinned,
那官长犯罪，那要怎么处理？他就从第二十二节到第二十六节就详细说明。
How should they handle or settle this? It's recorded in detail from verse 22 to 26.
好，那到二十七节呢？那如果百姓当中有人犯了神说不可以行的什么是误犯的啊？那应该怎么处理
？From verse 27 onwards, if any one of the common people sins unintentionally by doing something against the commandments,
你看他接下去他谈到要献祭的祭物啊，就都不一样啊。
So all the sacrifices would be all different.
那要处理要赎罪的程序也有点差异的。
And the procedures are also a little bit different.
但是不管怎么样，他如果照着神的吩咐，把这个该献的祭物献上去，那么他所犯的罪，就要蒙赦免。
So it doesn't matter how the procedure is. If only they would offer the sacrifice, then it would be acceptable to God.
哦，所以我们看到这里，通常都指的是这些人犯罪。
So basically, it would be the people or human beings
误犯了，就是他不知道不小心犯了神说不可以做的事，所以他现在不是说哪一些什么具体的事情，只是说哪一些人犯罪。
So here it only records who would sin unintentionally and not what they did.
好， 那所以这个就是一个 特点要记住。那第五章呢，现在接下来这个就是赎愆祭的。
Those are the characteristics. And now from chapter 5 onwards, it's about trespass offering.
那他现在就不管是谁了，不管是谁犯了什么错。
And here it doesn't matter who would make the mistakes.
第五章第一节，比如说我们请读。
Let's read chapter 5 verse 1. If a person sins in hearing the utterance of an oath and is a witness, whether he has seen or known of the matter, if he does not tell it, he bears guilt.
好，第二节。
Verse 2. Or if a person touches any unclean thing, whether it is the carcass of an unclean beast or the carcass of unclean livestock or the carcass of unclean creeping things, and he is unaware of it, he also shall be unclean and guilty.
第三节。
Verse 3. Or if he touches human uncleanness, whatever uncleanness with which a man may be defiled, and he is unaware of it, when he realizes it, then he shall be guilty.
好，第四节。
Verse 4. If a person swears, speaking thoughtlessly with his lips to do evil or to do good, whatever it is that a man may pronounce by an oath, and he is unaware of it, when he realizes it, then he shall be guilty in any of these matters.
好，你看，这个在第五章在讲这个赎愆祭的时候，他现在就列出了很多的情况。如果有人犯了这些罪的时候，应当要怎么办
？So in chapter 5 here, it records of all kinds of conditions or situations that people have committed.
好，所以他现在所讲的就不是谁的问题，而是你具体犯罪的这个事实啊，这个犯了哪些罪？
So here is not having to do with whom has sinned, but what did they do?
好，那所以啊，如果犯了这些罪，要怎么办呢？哈，要怎么献祭来求神赦免
？And also, what kind of sin they have committed, and what kind of offerings they should do?
到第五章啊，第五十五节呢，他现在又说，如果在神的这个圣物上误犯了，就不小心去摸了，或是去接触的这些不应该接触的圣所的东西，那怎么办
？So in verse 15 of chapter 5, it says that if someone has intentionally touches some holy things, what should they do?
好，到第十七节。
17.
请读。
17. If a person sins and commits any of these things which are forbidden to be done by the commandments of the Lord, though he does not know it, yet he is guilty and shall bear his iniquity.
好，所以就算你犯了，你不知道自己犯罪，但是实际上是做了不该做的事，也是有罪。这个时候也是要去面对去处理。
So if a person sins and commits something forbidden and they did not know it, he is still guilty and need to bear their iniquity.
到第六章啊。
And up to chapter 6.
他列出更多了啊。第六章说，如果这个是跟人在交往的时候，日常生活当中可能犯错的，到第二节，六章第二节。
And chapter 6 verse 2, they have mentioned that something that you trespass against the Lord in the daily living.
就是你可能是在跟人家交易的时候行诡诈，说谎话。
You may be lying to your neighbor when you're dealing with them.
然后你可能捡的东西贪心，没有把这个东西归还。
And maybe you have found something that was lost and didn't return it.
或者是你起了假誓，不应该说的，假见证这样讲了。
Or you have swear falsely.
那这些都要献赎愆祭。
And all these, one has to offer the trespass offering.
所以我们就看到赎罪祭呢，它基本上要解决的是犯罪的人。
So sin offering is based on who would who sin.
好，那对，但是赎愆祭就是要解决的是犯了哪些罪，犯的罪的问题。
And the trespass offering is directed to what kind of sins you have committed.
好，那所以我们在读这个赎罪祭的时候。先有这个了解，我们就读的时候，他不是在重复讲同样的东西，是不同的祭。
So in fact, the sin offering and the trespass offering, they are mentioning very different things.
好，那现在我们再具体来看一下，为什么要现在我们在读这些 赎罪祭、赎先祭啊，读得那么详细，到底是为什么？
So let's look at it as a whole. Why do we need to know the details of the sin offering and trespass offering?
我们今天已经不再献祭了。
We don't offer sacrifices today anymore.
所以今天这个圣经所讲这个条例，我们在生活当中不会碰到了。
So all these rules and regulations, we will probably not have the same thing.
是因为这些祭物跟这个罪所有的这个。这个过程哦，献祭整个过程都被主耶稣基督完成了。
Because all the sacrifices and the offerings are all being fulfilled by the Lord on the cross.
但是我们一定要知道这当中到底有什么教训。
But we should know what are the teachings within.
主耶稣他出来传福音的时候，使徒约翰这样介绍他。
When Jesus was coming to preach.This is how John the Baptist introduced him.
约翰福音第一章的第二十九节。
John chapter 1 verse 29.
第一章二十九节说，约翰看见耶稣来到他那里，就说：“看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。”
John chapter 1 verse 29. The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world."
这是神的羔羊。
This is the Lamb of God.
是要来除掉世人罪的。
He is to take away the sin of the world.
到第三十六节再讲一次。
And verse 36 is mentioned one more time.
那现在，所以主耶稣基督他被钉在十字架上，其实就是为我们完成了赎罪祭跟赎愆祭所有的要求。
So Jesus Christ, who was crucified on the cross, are to fulfill.All the matters in regards to the sin offering and the trespass offering.
我们能够在神面前变成义人，跟神重新和好，付出了这个罪的代价，都在耶稣身上完成的。
And the reason why we can reconcile with God and our sins have been atoned for is all fulfilled on the cross.
我们现在请看哥林多后书第五章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书第五章
，Second Corinthians chapter 5，
第二十一节
，verse 21，
二十一节
，verse 21。For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him。
这里保罗他自己说，他是基督的大使。
Here, Paul mentioned that he is the ambassador for Christ.
他是来传基督的福音，就是使人和睦的福音。
He is to preach the gospel of reconciliation.
那就是要让我们借着这个福音能够跟神和好。
So that through the gospel we can reconcile with God again.
这个福音的中心就是耶稣基督。
The center of the gospel is Jesus Christ Himself.
所以他这里说，神使那无罪的，就是指着耶稣基督，是替我们成为罪。
So here it mentioned that He made Him who knew no sin to be sin for us.
要让我们在他里面成为神的义。
That we might become the righteousness of God in Him.
也就是说，借着耶稣基督，我们可以成为圣洁完全的。
So through Jesus Christ, we can be holy and perfect.
被神看为是义人的。
And be viewed as righteous person by God.
也可以让神把他拿来做榜样，说是的，一个罪人可以因为相信而变成没有罪。
And God can show that we can become sinless because of Jesus.
我们可以成为耶稣的见证。
And we can be the witness for Jesus Christ.
所以主耶稣基督他就是来替我们。做赎罪祭的。
So Jesus Christ was the one to become our offering the sacrifice for the sin.
那其实这个罪跟赎罪祭啊，在希伯来他们在记录的时候，很多时候是互用的，两个字是可以通的，罪跟赎罪祭。
In Hebrew, actually, the term sin and sin offering were interusable.
因为这个罪，如果照五章二十一节这里说，主耶稣是无罪，替我们成为罪，其实意思就是他替我们成为那个祭物，赎罪的。他因为他，所以我们才没有罪嘛。
So because of Jesus Christ, he became the sin, or he has taken the sin for us, so that's why we are sinless.
所以他就是那个赎罪祭，他就是那个羔羊。
So he's the lamb and he's the sacrifice for the sin offering.
好，那所以呢，我们现在要从这个角度来看主耶稣基督，他为我们所完成的工作，在赎罪祭跟赎愆祭里面所表达的意思。
So let's look at from another perspective that how Jesus was the role in within the trespass offering and the sin offering.
这个当时候当亚伯跟该隐在献祭的时候，最开始的时候有一个记录，这个就是有一个预表性的。
In the beginning, when Cain and Abel were making their offerings,
在创世纪第四章，我们就看到他们两个兄弟都各自献祭给神。
And in Genesis chapter 4, it recorded where these two brothers were offering to God.
该隐的祭物没有被接受，所以他就向神变脸，他生气了。
And Cain's offering was not acceptable to God, so he was angry.
那神就跟他说，其实他的祭物没有被接纳的原因是因为他行得不好。
And then God told Cain that the reason why his offering was not accepted was because of his sin.
他说，如果你行得好，你如果行得好，岂不会不蒙悦纳呢？
Because if he did well, will he not be accepted?
他说，但是你行得不好，那个罪会就伏在你的面前，你门前了。
But if you do not do well, sin lies at the door.
那他就会恋慕你，你要制服他。
And his desire is for you, and you should rule over it.
那这个里他说，行不好表示你有罪，那这个罪会伏在你的门前。
Here, not doing well means he has sin, and the sin will lies at the door.
那其实你看，这个罪跟赎罪祭哈，你如果两个把它调过来用
，So if you interchange the word sin and sin offering,
现在我们一个人很多时候我们会像该隐犯罪
，We would be like Cain, sinning.
我们如果犯罪了，其实这个赎罪祭也要放在门前的。
If we have sinned, then the sin offering would be lying by the door.
意思就是是主耶稣替我们赎罪的。
Meaning Jesus Christ was atoning our sins for us.
所以你看，罪在哪个地方显多，恩典就显得更多。
So if there's sin at one place, then the grace will be more.
我们现在从这个角度去看罗马书第五章，罗马书。
If we look at this in the book of Romans,
所有的罪都是因为耶稣基督替我们赎了，我们才得到洁净，也才要被赦免。
All the sins was atoned for by Jesus Christ.
罗马书第五章
，Romans chapter 5,
第二十节
，verse 20。
啊，二十节
，verse 20。Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound, but where sin abounded, grace abounded much more.
这里特别强调说，其实罪在哪里显多，恩典就更显多。
So when where sin abounded, grace abounded much more.
我们今天因着主耶稣基督啊，我们的罪就没有被纪念了。
Today, because of Jesus Christ, our sin was remembered no more.
那所以今天，我们一个罪，一个人如果犯罪越多，他被主耶稣赦免，他的感谢就越大。
So if one sins much more, then he will have much more grace from Jesus.
所以我们在看赎罪祭跟赎愆祭的记录的时候
，So if we look at the records of the sin offering and trespass offering,
我们现在有时候认为我没有罪哦，我现在是义人，那我看这个来做什么
？We may think that we are very righteous, we have no sin. Why do we need to read it?
其实我们本来是罪人，而且是罪很重的人。
In fact, initially we were sinners and we have much sin.
但是当我们愿意承认我们的罪的时候
，But when we are willing to confess our sins,
那个神的恩典就越发增多了。
So the grace of God will be abounded more.
哦，所以现在不管是赎罪祭、赎愆祭，它都是强调是误犯的罪。
So doesn't matter if whether it's sin offering or trespass offering, it stressed on the unintentional sin.
不是故意的去把耶稣基督重钉十字架的。
We did not intentionally nail Jesus on the cross.
我们今天相信主的救赎，相信主的救的那个福音呢，我们接受洗礼，成为在神面前神的儿女了。
So today when we believe in Lord Jesus Christ, we confess our sins and become the children of God.
我们被他的宝血洗净，那我们穿上这个耶稣基督在神面前成为义人。
We were being washed by his blood and we have become a righteous person wearing the robe.
我们就不可以再去故意犯罪。
Then we should not intentionally sin.
所以故意犯罪就是把耶稣重钉十字架。
Because if we intentionally sin, we are nailing Jesus on the cross.
那这个赎罪祭跟赎愆祭就不是为那个故意犯罪的人设的哦。
So this sin offering and trespass offerings are not made for those who intentionally sin.
如果故意犯罪的人在律法里面，我们看到是要石头把他打死的。
If one intentionally sin, they will be stoned to death.
是献祭也没有用的。
So even if you make the offerings, it's no use.
故意去杀人的跑到逃城去，也要把他抓出来，用石头打死。
If those who intentionally kill someone, even though they go to the city of refuge,
那他也要被抓出来，躲不了。
They will still need to be captured.
他还是需要为他的罪付代价。
They still have to pay the price.
好，所以这个赎罪祭、赎罪祭基本上是为误犯的时候所设立的。
So the sin offering and trespass offerings are made for unintentional sins.
因为我们人带着血肉之躯在这个罪恶的世界里面，难免会犯错。
Because we humans carry flesh and blood, so we will commit mistakes.
那在这个犯错当中呢，如果我们愿意承认，那我们知道了，我们有做承认，然后接下去愿意来献上这个祭，那我们在神面前就可以被赦免。
If we made the mistakes and we are willing to confess our sins and then offer the offerings, then God will forgive us.
比如说，我们现在看回来利未记第五章。
Let's return to Leviticus chapter 5.
第五章，请看第五节。
Chapter 5, verse 5.
这里他提到这些犯罪的事嘛，第五节他说，他有了罪的时候，就要承认所犯的罪。
So verse 5 says that when he is guilty of any of the matters, he shall confess the sins.
好，第六节说，他就要因为所犯的罪，然后把他的赎愆祭牲，就是羊群中的母羊或者是羊羔，或是一只山羊，都牵到神面前为赎罪祭。至于他的罪，祭司要为他赎了。
And verse 6 says, And he shall bring his trespass offering to the Lord for his sin, which he has committed, a female from the flock, a lamb or a kid of the goats as sin offering, so the priest shall make atonement for him.
好，你看这里，这个人一犯罪，误犯之后，之前可能不知道了，但是知道以后一定要承认。
So when one unintentionally sinned, and once he knew about it, he will be guilty.
好，然后就献礼物。
And then he shall confess and make the offerings.
那现在这个犯罪，如果从赎罪祭的记录里面，不同的人所犯的罪要献的祭物不一样。
So in terms of the sin offering, different people sinning will have to make different, to offer different sacrifices.
好，就是，但是在误犯的时候，他之前不知道，他知道以后，这个承认这个动作是共同有的，一定要先承认。
But for everyone who unintentionally sin, the most important thing is to confess what they have sinned.
好，接下去献礼物。
And then followed by making offerings.
那这个赎愆祭啊，他在献礼物的同时哈，有时候还要付上代价，还要赔偿20%。
And other than giving the sacrifices.For this trespass offering, one may even have to pay another 20%.
这是 one fifth, 这是五分之一的。
One fifth of what?
就是，也就是说，现在你赎愆祭，你在犯了不同的罪，那有时候是对人有亏欠，那就要付代价赔偿。
So whether they have trespass against God or man, they would have to pay the price.
但是献上这个祭牲，这个是一定要承认，最后这个要带这个规定的这个祭牲啊，牲畜来献祭。
They have to pay extra price, but regardless, they have to make the same offerings of sacrifice.
那赎愆祭呢？它就只有一种祭物，如果要献动物的时候，就一种而已。
For the trespass offering, there's only one kind of animals that they would use.
就是牲畜了哈。
Basically the livestock.
因为如果穷的人，他可以献鸽子或者是斑鸠嘛。
And for the poor people, they can use the birds.
或者是更穷的没有办法的，献那个面粉也可以。细面也可以。
Even the poorer people, they can also offer the fine.
啊，所以 flour.
Flour.
那所以这些说明说，今天你不管是谁犯罪，其实神都是要我们能够按我们的力量，把这个神要的这个祭物带到他面前来。
So it doesn't matter who you are, you will offer your sacrifices according to your ability.
有的人能力够了，他献这里说要献羊羔，
so、for some
或者是母羊。
Some people they are able to offer the female from the flock or lamb、
啊。如果不行的话，就是斑鸠跟雏鸽。
If not, then they can do the turtle, doves, and the
那个
pigeons。
Pigeon 第十一节啊，五章十一节啊，如果真的还献连斑鸠、雏鸽也献不了，那就献一细面一法的十分之一。
And if they still cannot, don't have the capability to do the turtle doves or pigeons, they have to give the 1/10 of ephah of fine flour.
那个一法的十分之一哈，其实大概是两个 quarter 了。
An ephah of fine flour is about a quarter.
就是一个俄美尔哈，这个意思就是一个一法的十分就是一个俄美尔，一个俄美尔大概就是人一天的饭量。
An ephah is about an omer, which is about a day's wage.
一天吃的东西。
A day's amount of food.
就是当初神降玛瑙的时候，不是他们去外面收玛瑙吗？捡回来的时候，每个人一量都是一个omer啊。
So just as what the Israelites were collecting the manna at the time, they have to collect one omer.
那这个二美尔就是一天的饭量，所以如果真的没有办法的，没有其他财物，禁食把你该吃的东西，这一把十分之一的这个细面啊，把它拿去当礼物献在神面前。
So if one was not capable to do the animals, they have to fast and then bring their daily amount of food to offer to God.
所以最少你也可以用禁食一天啊，来。献上这个赎愆祭。
So at least they can fast and offer the sacrifice to God.
啊，那但是这个赎罪祭哈，它实际是讲到不同的人犯罪的时候，他所献的那个祭物就有差别了。
So in the sin offerings, when different people sinning, then their sacrifices would be different.
祭司跟全体百姓犯罪，那个祭物要最大。
And if it's the priest or the whole congregation of Israel sins, they have to offer the most.
就是要献没有残疾的公牛。
They have to offer the bull without blemish.
好，那如果是官长犯罪，那就献公山羊。
If it's the ruler who has sinned, they have to offer the ram.
那如果是一般百姓犯罪，赎罪祭牲就是母山羊。
And if it's the common people sinning, then they have to offer the female of the flock.
好，所以这个越重要的人，他犯罪所要付的代价越大。
So the more important the person is, then they have to pay more price.
就是祭司他本来应该是要保持圣洁，要成为神跟人的中保，他自己犯罪，那他付的代价是最大。
Because the priest is supposed to be a mediator for the people and to be holy, and if they sin, they have to pay a higher price.
那所以我们就看到说，这个人在神面前的这个祭啊，那这个罪一定要解决。
So, the most important thing is that the sin has to be taken care of.
那个赎罪祭，他是不是献上祭牲？这个动作意义在哪里
？So what is the meaning or the purpose of one offering the animal when they offer the sacrifice？
不管是谁哈，你现在换赎，今天是赎罪祭的部分，你就是要献牛或是羊。
Doesn't matter who you are, you have to offer either the herd or the flock.
如果是赎愆祭的话，你献鸽子或者是献细面也可以哦。
If it's trespass offering, you can actually go with the turtle doves or the fine flour.
那所以我们就看到赎罪祭这个祭牲的意义，其实就是把这个犯罪人把手按在这个动物的头上。
And the significance of one offering the animal is when they lay their hands on the head of the animal.
是让这只动物来代替我们被处死。
It is to make the animal taking the sin in their place.
就是替我们付上生命的代价。
And they will have to pay the price of death.
因为罪的工价就是死亡。
Because the wage of death, the wage of sin is death.
我们犯罪本来应该是我们该死的。
When we sin, we are supposed to die.
现在这个动物替我们死了。
Now the animal is dying in our place.
好，所以这个献祭，这个祭牲之所以会有差别，其实就是在于我的罪很重，那当然现在要用贵重的祭物替我死。
So the reason why they use the animals is because the sin is greater, so they have to use such a sacrifice.
那在赎罪祭的时候，献赎罪祭的时候
，and when offering the sin sacrifices,
那个动物的血你要拿出来之后有不同的处理
，and they have to handle the blood of the animal differently.
因为把动物杀了之后流血
，because when they kill the animal, the blood will flow.
那现在这个血。要拿到神面前去。
And the blood will be brought before God.
他把它弹在这个会幕的弹那个会幕上面那个木幔上面。
They would sprinkle the blood on the altar.
因为在这个 curtain.
Curtain.
那所以这个赎罪祭的这个血呢，它是要有一个象征性的动作，有一个意义在的。
And there's a significance or the representation of how they handle the blood.
我们现在很快来把这些教训谈一谈。
Let's talk about the teachings very quickly.
这个祭牲基本上所代表的意思就是耶稣基督。
So when they offer the animals, it's representing Jesus Christ.
是，所以我们今天你看一个罪人，他知道自己罪很重，主耶稣为他所付的代价就是那个像。贵重的公牛一样为他赎罪，献上这个贵付生命的代价，贵重的。
So when one sins greatly, so the sacrifice will be also at a higher price.
不管我们是谁，其实本来应该都死了，但是耶稣替我死，我们就活的。
Doesn't matter who we are, we are supposed to be dead, and Jesus died for us instead.
那现在，所以耶稣流血之后，然后现在这个血要怎么处理呢？
So、after,
动物的血要怎么处理来为我们付上代价呢
？After Jesus has shed his blood, or the animal shedding his blood, how do we use the blood to pay the atonement?
利未记四章的第七节那里说
，Chapter 4 verse 7 says，
第六节
，verse 6，
他说这个血他对着那个圣所的幔子弹七次。
They shall dip the finger in the blood and sprinkle 7 times。
那表示。我们是借着这个血，动物的这个血，把我们带到神的施恩座宝座前，因为木幔的后面就是约柜，然后有施恩座。
So the blood here will bring us closer to the veil, which is the sanctuary, which is the throne of grace.
我们把这些罪借着这个血带到神面前，我们承认，弹七次表示我们承认我们自己犯错的。
So when we bring the blood before God, then it means we confess our sins.
现在这个罪，现在统统卸给主耶稣基督了。
And all the sins are being given to Jesus.
主耶稣基督为我们承担的嘛。
So Jesus carried the sins for us.
然后呢，接下来第七节那里说。
And verse 7 says.
好，要把这些血抹在会幕内神面前的香坛的四个角上。
The priest shall put some of the blood on the horns of the altar.
那这个香坛所代表的，其实就是我们现在信耶稣的，就是祷告。
So the altar here refers to
这是祷告的地方
or represents the place of prayer.
因为这个香哦，代表了圣徒的祷告。
And because the sweet incense represents the prayer of the believers.
那这个香坛就是在烧香的地方。
And the altar means it's the place for incense.
所以我们现在你看这个血要把它抹在那个香坛的四个角落。
So the blood will be put on the horns of the altar.
我们现在借着耶稣基督宝血的赦罪，我们要多方的向主祈求祷告。
So through the blood of Jesus, we have to come all the more pray to God.
所以一个人他如果会懂得为他的罪哀伤了，他一定会在祷告上面下功夫。
If one knows how to be sorrowful for their sins, they know how to pray.
好，所以这个他的这个动作的意义就是，我们真的要借着祷告在神面前求赦免，然后感谢主耶稣基督宝血的救赎。
The significance of this action is that we would confess our sins and give thanks to Jesus for the atonement.
他现在再把那个公牛的血哈、倒在会幕门口燔祭坛的角那里。
And then the fat of the bull will be put at the
第七节，在那个祭坛
base of the altar。
哦，那个祭坛的角，这个祭坛在新约圣经里面所代表的意义就是十字架，主耶稣基督十字架。
And the base of the altar refers to the cross of the Jesus Christ.
所以现在在主耶稣的十字架底下，我们你看主耶稣流血，那我们在他的救赎得赦免嘛。
So below the cross of Jesus Christ, the blood would flow down, and we can be saved with it.
好，所以这个象征性的意义就在这里。这个祭坛，你看他的血啊，底那个脚底下通通都是嘛，
so、
公牛的血全部倒下去。
The significance of the blood is that it refers to the blood of Jesus Christ flowing down.
好，那他们把这个血处理完之后，接下去就是要烧脂油在坛上面，在祭坛上。
After the blood being taken care of, they have to burn the fat.
这个赎罪祭，他要烧掉的部分。在坛上面就是这些脂油跟帐上面所有的脂油。
And they are to burn the fat and all the entrails.
那这个动物的脂油跟那个内脏上面的脂油，就是表示身体最好的部分。
The fat that covers the entrails and all the fat is on the entrail is the best part of the animal.
这个就是最好的，都是属神的。
Because the best part should belong to God.
就是为了要报答神为我们所给我们的恩典。
We should repay the grace from God.
所以最后这些动物里面的好的部分，最好的就烧在坛上为馨香的活祭给神。
So the best part of the animal would be burned and as a sacrifice of sweet aroma.
借这样的一个奉献，能够重新的蒙神喜悦。
And through this offering that we can be acceptable to God.
所以我们把最好的献上，就是我们愿意为主耶稣效劳。
So when we offer up the best offerings, then we.
我们为主耶稣工作服事。
We are to serve Jesus.
那最后呢？你现在。
Lastly.
你看第十一节，四章的第十一节说。
Chapter 4 verse 11.
现在公牛所有的皮、所有的肉、头、腿、脏什么东西，通通把它带到营外洁净的地方去，把它烧掉。
All the bull's hide and flesh and heads and legs and entrails and offal would be all carried outside the camp to be burned.
这个赎罪祭的。这东西，祭肉通通都不吃，全部都烧掉了。
All the parts of the animal would be all burned and they would not be eaten.
这里你看，这公牛的皮代表是，你看我们有时候人很注重面子，主耶稣他为我们舍己，他被羞辱，也完全没有他所谓的面子问题了。
And so the bull's hide here means the face of, I mean the human's face where they the vain glory.
所以我们要。效法主耶稣基督、真的是不要在乎人的荣耀。
We need to emulate Jesus Christ where he does not care for the glory of the people.
那肉表示人的情欲。
And the flesh refers to the human desires.、
那这个头表示我们人是好为首的。
And the head refers to when one wants to be the head.
然后人想要，人会自高，会有骄傲。
And also the arrogance and haughtiness.
好，那 那这个腿表示我们人走路的时候犯罪，这个行为。
And the legs refers to our actions and conducts.
那个内脏，这些所有的脏腑表示我们的心思意念，对不对？
Well, the entrails refers to all our thoughts and minds.
那这里面还包括那个粪哦。那个粪也要把它烧掉哈。
It even includes the offal or feces that has to be burned.
那这个粪要是这个臭的东西、很脏的东西啊。
It is something filthy.
所以连那个牛的粪都要把它烧掉了。
So they even have to burn the offal of the.
表示你看我们人所产生这个邪淫欲的邪恶，我们人有时候真的很 evil， 很坏。
Sometimes humans can be very evil.
那全部这一些通通把它拿到营外结营地把它烧掉了。
So all these have to be burned outside the camp.
那借这样一个把自己全然献上主耶稣基督为我们付代价，让我们今天可以跟神和好。
So through this and Jesus being nailed on the cross, we can be reconciled with God.
那所以我们今天看到赎罪祭，看到主耶稣基督他所完成的工作。
So when we see the sin offering, we know that.Jesus has completed his work.
那我们要对主耶稣有感谢。
And we have to give thanks to Jesus.
那我们要立志。
We have to make determination.
让我们不会再让耶稣被钉十字架。
Not to nail Jesus the second time.
因为主耶稣被钉十字架，意思就是主耶稣再一次成为那个祭物，替我们被杀。
Because if we nail Jesus the second time, we are making Jesus as a sacrifice to be burned and to be killed one more time.
但是主耶稣已经只有一次在十字架上牺牲，只有一次而已，不会再第二次的。
But Jesus should be only crucified on the cross once only.
好，所以我们一定要在生活上好好的谨守，保持圣洁。
So we should preserve our holiness in our lives.
不要让主耶稣不会再为我们成为这个赎罪祭再一次的。被这样羞辱了。
So we should not make Jesus be ashamed and become our offerings a sacrifice again.
如果我们故意犯罪，那这个祭就再没有了，我们要自己去承担了。
If we intentionally sin again, then the offering is no more.
所以主耶稣基督他是无罪的，替我们成为罪。
And so Jesus Christ was sinless, but he became with sin because of us.
他目标就是要让我们成为义。
The reason why was because we can be righteous.
这是为什么我们要追求圣洁。
That is why we should pursue holiness.
让主的心意可以满足。
So that his mind can be fulfilled.
让他的牺牲没有白费。
So that he did not waste his sacrifice.
我们每一个人都能够成为他的代表，来活出他的形象来。
So we should live out his mind and his example.
愿主耶稣带领我们能够继续不断的追求圣洁。
May the Lord guide us in pursue the holiness.
能够得到主的喜悦。
And to be acceptable to God.
因为主耶稣是最爱我们的人。
Because God loves us the most.
所以他为我们做出了这一切。
So he has done this for us.
起来唱诗472首。
Let's sing him 472.
Let me in the way I ought to go. no one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as he. No one else could take the sin and downers from me. Oh, how much he cared for me.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们现在一起来祷告。
Let's all pray together.